Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud Talk Radio, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. As always, you can head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the great articles and podcasts. Please feel free to share those on social media. We've got a lot to talk about in our show tonight. Just recently, General Miley and Lloyd Austin were questioned on the Afghanistan debacle, and it was really a sad showing. It perfectly illustrated that this administration is a disaster. Joe Kent came on here and told us Miley and Austin were two things, corrupt and stupid. He was right. They had no defense for stranding Americans, killing 10 Afghans in a desperation drone strike, 13 dead American soldiers, abandoning our allies, or Joe Biden's many lies that he has told since this entire Afghanistan debacle. After these hearings, I want more accountability out of this administration. Republicans cannot just stop here with General Miley and Lloyd Austin's dishonesty. And basically, it sounded to me like they were throwing Joe Biden under the bus for lying, particularly to George Stephanopoulos on his ABC interview. He said time and time again that they would not leave any Americans behind. And we all saw how that went. There are still Americans stranded in Afghanistan. I'm fired up tonight. How are you doing, Rob?
Andrew, I'm doing great. I want to thank all of our viewers for tuning in tonight. I'm fired up as well. I listened to the hearings and I was like jumping out of my seat because I kept saying, just get to the question at hand. Just say, have you turned in your resignation and why haven't you? We don't need them there. They're the three amigos. Mark Milley is an institutional idiot. He likes the spotlight. And the fact that he sat there and lied and tried to spin and tried to make it seem as if though, how dare you guys ask me these questions? And they kept replaying him say, no, I wouldn't. Someone had asked him, well, why haven't you resigned? And he goes, well, I wouldn't resign simply because I don't agree with the president. I'm only there to advise him, not to tell him he has to do something. And then he goes into like my dad was in Iwo Jima. And he didn't resign. He stayed there. He stayed there with the troops. He didn't agree with everything. And I'm like, oh, okay, so what? Whoop-de-doo. I don't care about his dad. What he did now is what counts. We can't get mixed up or lost in this rhetoric of, I'm going to make you feel bad. I'm going to show you that I served and my dad served. Because in this work culture, Andrew, it's meaningless. These people don't care about that stuff. They only care about what's happening right now, the minute and the hour and the second. Everything else ceased to exist. Mark Milley is a woke general. Mark Milley has no place in the military. And what's happening here, and I hate to say it, but I knew this was going to take place. They are trying to beat the military down so bad that real men, alpha men, will not want to serve. And what you'll have is a bunch of misfits who are woke. They see everything through these colorful prisms of LGBTQ. I'm nice. I like you. We all speak the same thing. We can wear whatever we want to wear. I don't know if I'm a male or female. Don't mention it. Call me he, they, it, what? That's what they want to do. Mark my word. Do not doubt me on this. This is by design. They want to tear down the military. If Joe Biden can lie about what happened in Afghanistan, he will lie about everything else. It is a social engineering that's taken place. It is a huge shift on our morals, our belief system, and who we are as a nation. You can see it at the border. All of this is one giant puzzle. Beware. Voters, beware. You guys wanted Joe Biden. Joe Biden said that he could change things. He is anything but a unifier. He is a disaster. And something else I want to add to it, with this huge shift, also comes in segregation, a new form of segregation, of people running around saying, you make me feel uncomfortable. I don't want you around me. This is my safe space. Go somewhere else. Modern day segregation. I'm telling you, folks, this will not end well at all if we do not get the reins and pull this back in. The country will fall. These woke generals have no skin in the game, and they don't care. They have their money. Their children aren't there. And if their children are there, they're just as woke as they are. But they don't care about you. That is a reason why we need to wake up. And Andrew, listening to the testimony today, I thought about it. I'm like, where's all this going? Why are they not concerned that they left Americans behind enemy lines? And as what's his name said, all the generals said, oh, if they wanted to leave, they could leave. No, they can't. They're calling senators and representatives saying, please get us out of here. Again, this is all by design. They don't care about those Americans that are there. You know why? Because they have people coming in at the border to take their place at the voting machines. They will take their place. So who cares if there's 10,000 Americans left behind? Who cares? We've just brought in a lot of Afghanistanians. Afghanistanian men who just recently attacked a female soldier. Do not doubt me on this. This is the huge shift that the left wants. It will create complete disaster in the land. Complete disaster. So who cares if they're there? We got other people coming in. And I heard just the other day, California just made it mandatory that you have to send out mail-in ballots. What does that mean? More cheating at the polls. Wake up, wake up. I don't care what these people are saying, that the elections were legitimate, that there was no cheating. Do not believe them. That is a bold-faced lie. Wake up. And I'm not only saying this to conservatives to wake up. I'm saying this to liberals. I'm saying this to moderates. What is happening in our country is complete evidence that they don't care about you. They have you counseling each other. They have you hating each other. And for what? Over a stupid vaccine. Does the vaccine work? Probably so. But to take away a person's livelihood because they don't want to take it? Well, maybe you're not explaining it to them the right way. You're trying to force it down their throats. Some people don't like broccoli and they stay away from it. Are you going to force them to eat broccoli? That's probably what's going to happen next with Bill Gates buying up all the farmland and saying, hey, we should stop eating meat. People, wake the heck up. This is not about President Trump. Okay. He's just a person who opened our eyes up to all this. This is about you and me and our rights. And if the left, the woke left, if they're able to push in these woke generals who will tear down the military, the next thing they want is the Constitution. They will rip it to shreds, and what they will have in its place will be nothing short of craziness. Our country is becoming a shithole. I hate to say it, but it is. And the last bastion of hope, the last bastion or semblance of something that could help us and protect us, they have gone after with woke generals. General Milley, Lloyd Austin, McKinney. This will not end well at all, Andrew. It can't. How can it?
Yeah, you're right, Rob. We have a hostage situation in Afghanistan, as far as I'm concerned, that was created by Joe Biden. We have Americans stuck in a freaking terrorist country where people are being headed, and these terrorists want to kill these Americans. It's just an absolute disaster in Afghanistan. And let's not forget about General Miley's calls to China. General Miley also admitted he leaked information about President Trump to several journalists. This guy is as corrupt as it gets. And he even admitted that he did speak to Bob Woodward. So apparently the quotes about him were correct, that he did try calling China and warning them about President Trump. Completely out of place. Nobody voted for this guy. He still has not been held accountable for that. This guy is an absolute joke.
And he admitted it as if though it's no big deal. So what if I contacted them and I warned them? And then one of the senators said, okay, do you actually think that China would contact us if they were going to invade Taiwan? And his response, well, that would be obvious. We would know if that were to happen. Like, this makes no sense. What do you mean it would be obvious? What do you mean we would know if it's going to happen? Well, we would see all the readouts and we would hear something, the chatter and whatnot. Millie, please. See, these are the kind of people that you don't want to talk to, because when they're talking, they'll give you a headache trying to explain stupidity. Everyone knew that Trump was going to attack China. Why would he attack China? Well, China, they were getting restless. Why were they getting restless? You actually trust China? Why China and not Russia? And I spoke to Esper, and he told me to call them. And all these other people knew that I was going to call. Okay, fine. Let's say what he's saying is true, that they all knew that he was going to call. And they said, why don't you call? I want to know, where did the chatter come from? What surveillance were they looking at? What information were they looking at to lead them to believe that China was getting restless? China is probably restless right now. What changed? Why did China feel or think that President Trump was going to come after them? What had they done or what were they doing? Could it be that Trump knew that they had created the China virus and that it was a biological warfare? Is that it? I want to know. We need answers. And as all of the senators were saying to these knucklehead generals, why is it, Miley, that you felt so comfortable running to Bob Woodward and his little sidekicks to talk to them about everything under the sun, conversations that you had with the president? But when it's time to talk to us on the Hill, you want to go behind closed doors. Oh, well, I can't say that. I'll talk to you about that behind closed doors. No, that's bull right there. That is a bunch of cockamamie bull. No, if you're going to talk to Bob Woodward, you can talk to the American people. We have a right to know. They should have said, no, we're not going to go behind closed doors. Whatever you say to us then, you can say to us now. Why didn't they push them on it? I don't want things going behind closed doors. We encountered that during the whole Russia collusion hoax with Adam Schiff. We're going to discuss this behind closed doors. And then he was the first person to run out with his own separate readout, giving false information to the media who would report on it. And speaking of the media, they barely even covered what was happening today. You know why? Because they didn't want the American people to see that our government has been compromised, that Joe Biden was told to leave 2,500 troops on the ground. Joe Biden was told on August 15th, Afghanistan will fall. Leave troops behind. But Joe Biden didn't take heed to that. He waited until after it fell. Then he went to the generals and said, hey, how do you think we did? You screwed up. That's how you did. What do you think? Joe Biden comes to the media. Well, you know, I couldn't change that. It was etched in stone. The previous administration, Donald Trump, had created this, had made this agreement with them, and I had to honor it. You had to what? Did you honor the border crisis? Did you honor that? when he had done with the border. Absolutely not.
And another thing that was admitted during the hearings was that the Taliban broke just about every single agreement that they had with President Trump. That was the terms of the pullout in the first place. So President Trump would have not listened to the Taliban. He would have kept our troops there. Joe Biden is completely responsible for this. And as you said, he undid every single other thing President Trump did, but he wants us to believe that he had to follow through with this. It is not even believable.
It's not believable, but the media, Andrew, that's what they're pushing. They're making it seem as if though, well, he had to, because, you know, they keep saying, well, President Trump had this agreement. President Trump had that agreement. Yeah, but look at the agreement that we had with Mexico. He didn't honor that. Look at the agreement that Trump had pulled us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. He pulled us out. What did Joe Biden do? He went back and reversed it. The whole Iran deal. Trump said, we're not going to honor it. What did Biden do? We're going to honor it.
So World Health Organization.
Exactly, the World Health Organization. So why is it that when it came to this, oh, I had to stick with it. I had to. Don't you believe it? It is a bunch of bull. That's what it is. And the media wants you to think that. People, wake up. Wake the heck up.
Yeah, the media is busy running these distraction stories like Stephanie Grisham, who apparently was Melania Trump's press secretary. She wrote a book blasting the Trumps. They've got her all over the place. Her quotes are everywhere you go on mainstream media. And then you still see a CNN favorite and a View favorite. Mary Trump is still all over the networks bashing Trump and his kids. Our media is so dishonest. They do not even attempt to hide it. You've got Hunter Biden photographed smoking crack, wearing a jock strap, taking millions of dollars from China and the Ukraine. And there's nothing to see here, but here we have Stephanie Grisham writing another tell-all book, another person trying to cash in from the Trump White House, trying to get rich off of President Trump's popularity. It is so old and so played out at this point.
Well, that's what they've all been doing. And they're all trying to get rich, enrich themselves off of President Trump. Stephanie Grisham, I mean, what she has written about, anyone could have written that book. You didn't have to be in the White House to write that book, because people are already assuming and saying these things. I read one article whereby she was saying, oh, and Melania was seen being escorted on the arms of this strapping military guy. Well, whenever they escort them into the State of the Union address, someone has to escort them inside. What's the big deal? What does Stephanie want? A female to escort her in? I'm not giving her any credence. And I also wonder, who's buying this crap? Bob Woodward, who's buying his book? Mark Milley sat his fat butt down and gave Woodward and his sidekick all this information. And as Marsha Blackburn said, she was on fire, Andrew. And she said to him, you spent more time talking to him than focusing on Afghanistan. Why is that? And this big oaf just sat there with puffy eyes, trying to make himself seem as if though he was the next coming. Well, I did what I had to do. And yeah, I might have spoke to him. Well, did you read what he said? No, I didn't read the book. I haven't had a chance. Well, just look at your notes. Why were you talking about the president to reporters? Why is it that you could find time to talk to them, but you could not find time to present your testimony to the Republicans in due time before the committee meeting? Before the hearing, rather. Why is that? The same thing happened during Russia collusion. The people that they had to testify, the Democrats would not present their information or their testimony to the Republicans so that they could review it. I gotta say, I am sick and tired of this nonsense. I am. I'm sick and tired of the politics on both sides. We need strong men and women who are going to serve the country without all these playings. They're playing too, absolutely too much. And then you had, what's her name, Pocahontas. She's going to come out and say, well, you know, my colleagues on the other side, they're trying to attack you guys, when in actuality, they don't even like you. It's like, wait a minute, Pocahontas. You're the one who wants to defund the military. So if they believe anything that you say, they got rocks in their heads. But this is all part of the grand scheme to destroy every institution that we have. Have the tables been turned and someone has spoken ill of Obama? While Trump was in the White House, they would have demanded that person's head and demanded that that person step down and not receive any of his Army retirement benefits.
Yeah, we've seen what happened to General Michael Flynn.
Michael Flynn, exactly. Look at what they put him under and through. Had to mortgage his house for his legal bills. This is unacceptable.
Yeah, and what Miley did was a lot worse as far
as I'm concerned. Absolutely, Andrew. Absolutely. The guy's a traitor. And he sits there like, I'm non-political. Wait a minute. Time out. I remember you walking over to St. John's Church with the president. And then the next day, you gave a statement on video saying that you should not have done it and that the Army is supposed to be non-political. Then why the heck are you running to Bob Woodward? Why the heck? And he, and according to him, well, I did it because, you know, I want to set the record straight. Because, you know, they might have heard different things that I want to understand. This is what actually happened. Okay. As General Keane said, if you want to do that, you wait until you leave your post. You go into retirement. And then if you want to have a reflection, then you do it. Not while you're serving. Does no one see something wrong with this? He should be fired on the spot. He should be fired tomorrow. And if Joe had any of his senses, he would realize that the three generals kindly pushed him in front of the bus because they all said, we warned him. We told him, leave troops there. We told him that Afghanistan would fall. We told him we had people who were still there. But what did he do? Joe did exactly what Obama said that Joe would do. Never underestimate his ability to F things up. He did exactly what Robert Gates said he has done for the past four decades. He was wrong on every foreign policy issue. Where is Joe now? He's hiding. And he throws out the redhead, Jen Psaki, to try and defend him. By saying, oh, no, that's not what he meant. What they were saying is that, well, I'm not going to go into this. And, well, you have to understand this is how these things work. Stop. Jan, you're lying. Stop. Again, Andrew, I would submit, if this were the Trump White House, these people would be quitting left and right. They would be fired. But you know what? I'm sure that there are some within the ranks of Joe's White House that want to quit and want to tender their resignation. Well, everyone except for General Mark Miley, because he thinks that he's the latest and the greatest. But I'm sure that there are others within the ranks of the Biden White House that want to quit. But they're probably telling them, you can't do it, because if you do it, it's going to look bad on the president. It'll be a bad reflection on him. So just stay there. We'll give you some more money, but don't go. When it's all said and done and the truth comes out, we will know that the person in the White House was an empty suit and he was not running things at all.
Yeah, you know who this General Miley reminds me of is a little bit of James Comey. The guy is just so condescending, so arrogant. You have him up here admitting to crimes and he's just sitting there like it is no big deal. You know, if we're fortunate enough to get four more years of President Trump, one thing that he needs to do a better job of is distance himself from so many of these corrupt people like Miley. You've got Miley, John Bolton, Rex Tillerson, Omarosa, Christopher Wray, Bill Barr. I mean, there were so many worthless people that President Trump was around on a daily basis. That is one thing that he could do better if he is reelected again.
You're right. They're all cut from the same cloth. Mark Milley, James Comey, Bob Mueller. And if Bill Barr had any gumption or a respect for the country, he would have set aside this whole friendship thing and said, you know, Bob, I want to do what's right. What you've done, have been doing, was completely wrong. I've got to set the record straight. I need to follow my conscience and do the right thing, but he didn't. As a result, we still have these knuckleheads embedded in the White House. Shame on you, Bill Barr. Shame on the lot of you, because you're all in the swamp. We need a major overhaul of the system, a major overhaul, because what we have right now, we have people that are trying to shift America at its core and create something completely different with all these illegal aliens coming from the border, flying over from Afghanistan. This has been their desire for the longest. And it's unfortunate because they will be dead and gone. And it will be our grandchildren, Andrew, and us who will have to deal with the chaos. Do not doubt me on this. It will come. If we're not successful in taking back both houses in 2022, so that we can reverse everything that these knuckleheads have done, these woke people, the country is doomed. We have no other recourse but to make certain that we're successful in the election. And like I said, California has decided that mail-in ballots is part of their voting process. This will not end well at all, Andrew.
Yeah, sadly, you're correct. I want to tell you guys about a great patriotic company and a great product. If you're looking to boost your immune system, head on over to healthycell.com and try out the Immune Super Boost. It has vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, so many great things for your immune system. And you also go on over to healthycell.com and check out all the other products. You can save 20% with the code OUTLOUD. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
It was a vision that gave birth to a unique multimedia platform that would combine classic talk radio, great writers, and memorable podcasts and videos. AmericaOutLoud.com is a conservative leader in a field that is predominantly run by far-left progressive globalists. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
And we're back after Dr. Robin Andrew. And we're still talking about the three knuckleheads, General Mark Milley, Lloyd Austin, and McKenzie. I can't think of his first name. I think it's Kenneth McKenzie. But be that as it may, are you guys aware that there is a Lieutenant Colonel, Stuart Schiller, who is being held in confinement, pre-trial confinement, simply because he spoke out against the military and the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan? Previously, he had made a video taping that was posted on Facebook. The military didn't like it. I'm sure some woke group got in contact with the military and said, hey, do you see what this guy is saying about Joe Biden? We've got to take him down. They called him in and said, okay, we're going to fire you. Shouldn't have done this. And you're going to lose all your benefits. He said, okay, fine. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. He admitted it. Maybe I shouldn't have spoken out. But I felt I had to let the people know that what was happening was wrong. He kept talking. They didn't like it. So now they have gone in and put him in jail. No one knows why, but he's there. Apparently, there's a hearing either, I think, at some time in the next week or two or day or two. My question is, why the heck is he in jail? Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schiller, contact your representatives, your local officials, and ask the question, why is he in jail? We should also be asking, why are the protesters from January 6th still in jail? There was no insurrection. And now the New York Times is coming out and saying that the FBI, in fact, knew what was happening, and they had informants mixed in with the protesters. As I said in the first half of the show, there is a great shift that's taken place in this country. Folks, this is serious. Before long, they will start locking people up that don't agree with their ideology. Oh, well, how can that happen? I'm going to give you two examples. Mark Milley said that he contacted China to let them know that we will not attack you. The media, liberal media, is making it seem as if though that was okay. Okay, maybe he speaks with his counterparts all the time. But remember when General Flynn did the same thing? Look at what they put him through. Now, some will say, well, because he lied to the vice president. Okay, whatever. But it should have stopped right there, but it didn't. Even after a federal judge said to drop the case, let him go, you had another judge saying, we're not going to. And then you had the media supporting that judge saying, no, don't drop the case. My first point. My second point. China still. Now listen to this carefully. I have all along said that China wants to take over America. Some of you are laughing about it. Oh, that's impossible. That'll never happen. If Joe Biden could stand before the American people and say, my generals, they didn't tell me not to leave troops on the ground. They didn't tell me to leave 2,500 troops there. So I didn't. And people believed it. The same Joe Biden who said last year, and I think a decade ago, China, oh, come on, man, we'll eat their lunch. China is no big threat. So if China were to decide to come in and start taking over, what do you think the media would do? Tell you that it's not happening? Don't believe it? Is Russia disinformation? And then you would wake up one day to find out China is in control of our TV stations. They're in control of our government. Do not doubt me on this. Look at what they're doing with the virus, forcing us to wear masks, forcing us to take a vaccine that's probably good, but you shouldn't be forced to take it. You shouldn't lose your job because you don't want to take it. There are more people that have been vaccinated that are getting sick than people who didn't have the vaccine and are getting sick. Look at the people that are dying, underlying conditions. People that are getting the virus again after having it once, and they've been vaccinated. But they're telling you, you better get that vaccine or else you're going to lose your job. You can't come outside your apartment. You can't come outside your house. You can't go to work. You can't go to a restaurant. So don't tell me that they won't lie to us if China tried to take over. Don't tell me that, because none of you believed that the day would come that they would tell you to stay inside your house, to wear a mask, that if you don't get the vaccine, you can't work. Remember, Joe told us that he was a unifier and that he was going to bring down the COVID numbers and that he wasn't going to make it mandatory for people to take. Well, now he's trying to make it mandatory for federal employees, and then he's encouraging or twisting the arms of corporate America to get your folks to take it or fire them. Look at what they're doing to the hospitals. Remember the whole big thing? Oh, the hospitals are inundated and the workers, they don't want to go there and the workers are afraid. And now they're telling those same workers who are at the front lines, if you don't get the vaccine, get out of town. You're fired. Now, I wonder how all those nurses are feeling and those hospital workers who decided to make all those scary videos scaring everybody, crying, and oh my God, people are dying all around us and I don't know what to do and I'm trying to hold their hands. I never believed it. And then some of the others, we're wearing garbage bags because we don't know how to protect ourselves. I never believed it for a minute. I knew it was all for show, but it was designed to scare you into compliance. It was designed to get you to do what they wanted you to do. It was designed to get you to give up your civil liberties. And some of you did it willingly. Some of you did it without a protest. And well, now what do we have? Neighbors against neighbors, fathers against sons, husbands against wives, and they probably want to be against the wives so they can kick her out. But do you see what I'm saying here? It's part of the whole shift to change America. And we saw it acted out on center stage with three top generals, three who have been lying consistently. And Mark Milley at the very top talking to fake news reporters about what's going on in the White House, but he can't tell you. So do you actually think he would not lie to you? Do you actually think he would not call China and tell China, come in the back door and I will distract them so that they won't know what you're doing? Andrew, this will not end well at all. People had better wake up. I would like to think that if the Republicans were in control of both houses, they would have already drawn up articles of impeachment. Now, some have done it, but they haven't been taken seriously. But I would like to think that minus Mitch McConnell and probably Lindsey Graham, and of course, Liz Cheney and Bob Sass, Eric Kissinger, and Mitt Romney, but I would like to think that the others would pull together and say, we're going to impeach this president. I would also like to think that there would be some Democrats that would invoke the 25th Amendment to have Biden removed from office. 13 soldiers dead, 10 Afghanistanians dead because of a drone. 7 of them happened to be children. Can you imagine had a Republican made that mistake? But it's Joe Biden. And no one wants to talk about it. So we're going to pivot and we're going to talk about some missing girl. And we're going to talk about something that's really radioactive, getting people to take the vaccine. Folks, you got to be focused because this is all part of the shift to destroy America. Look at every institution, look at education, look at religion. Our colleges are just completely disastrous. Now it's the military. If they're able to weaken the military, we won't be able to defend ourselves. And it wouldn't be a fight. China or North Korea or even Russia could just walk right over seize the government, and then that would be it. No, this isn't far-fetched. This is the real deal. Because if a general is going to obfuscate and lie with a straight face and say that he's not political, when we see that he is political, but he has the backing of the liberal media, think Marxism, think Hitlerian. This is what happens. It starts with the generals. Look at Venezuela taking over the government. If our top general can obfuscate and lie before our very eyes, do not doubt he would call the opposition, he would call our enemy and tell them, go in through the back door, I will distract them at the front. As long as you give me a position, it's all golden. The guy at the White House, he's an imbecile. He wouldn't know what hit him. Move right in. It could happen. And we are not far from it. Trust me. This is a reality that could come to fruition if we aren't careful. Andrew, what do you say?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Sometimes it's funny that Joe Biden will make these gaffes or that he's got dementia, but sadly, it's a reality that this is the guy who is running our country and that we've actually got people dumb enough who voted for this guy. It is hard to believe a lot of times. And this division that we are seeing in our country is only going to get worse. I've been following this NBA situation very closely and what the fallout will be. There's 40 players out of the league who are not vaccinated as of yet. That is 10% of the league. Players like Kyrie Irving, Andrew Wiggins, and Jonathan Isaac. And they've really been getting bullied on social media and by other players and whatnot for not taking the vaccine. It is just always so mind-boggling to me, these people who are pro-vaccine, got the vaccine. They're so obsessed with other people taking the vaccine and what they do with their body, when the fact is it's none of their business. It's just one of the most frustrating things we see from these vaccine people. It's like they've got the vaccine, they claim it works, but they're desperate for you to get it, or else they act like you are somehow more of a danger to society than they are. It has just made them completely entitled. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens in this situation with the NBA. So far, that with the mandates that players who are not vaccinated cannot play in the states of California and New York. So in like Andrew Wiggins' situation, he plays on the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco. He will not be able to play in any of the home games. So he will miss 41 of the 82 games in the NBA season. And luckily for him, the NBA Players Union has worked out that he will not be docked pay because of the mandate. Players who are not vaccinated will not be cut on pay because the Players Union worked that out. But I think this situation is going to get a lot worse once we see the season kick off and these players are needed for their teams and basically not allowed to play because of these mandates in California and New York, the only two states who are currently holding this up.
I mean, Andrew, as I said before, and I disclosed on the show, I've had the vaccine. I got the vaccine. Okay. Because I, you know, had a pre-existing condition, which is in remission, sarcoidosis, and it affects the lungs. It's been in remission for quite some time. But after speaking with my doctor and whatnot and doing my own research, I said, okay, I'll take it. Fine. But I am not going to come around you and go, oh my God, Andrew might give me the virus. Andrew, put your mask on. Oh, Andrew, this and Andrew. That is the farthest thing from my mind. Okay. The farthest thing from my mind. I'm not going to insist that you get the vaccine. If you get the vaccine, fine. Good. Go your merry little way. But that doesn't make you a special person. Me having it doesn't make me a special person. But what I don't like is how the left is trying to force it down everyone's throat. Had Biden rolled this out the right way, maybe people would have taken it. But if you recall, before the election, he and his sidekick, Kamala, both said, oh, I wouldn't take it if it has anything to do with Donald Trump. And then all at once, he becomes resident Biden. And then, oh, take the vaccine. I'm going to get people to take it. And not once has he thanked Trump for Operation Warp Speed. these guys are absolutely pathetic. They're no good. The only thing they're good at is causing division and confusion. The other day, a situation took place in Arizona State University where these two girls, black girls or women, want to say the right thing because they'll flip out, were attacking two white men, boys, for studying at a study hall called the Multicultural Center. I don't know if you heard about this, Andrew, but they went up to them and said, "You don't belong here. Get out of here. You're in my safe space." Now, we spoke about this some time ago. I'm getting additional information on it. And the guy said, "What do you mean you're safe space?" "Well, you own the campus. You're all over the campus. Can't you just give us this one little space that we can have for ourselves?" What the freak? Are you serious? Another form of segregation? You need a safe space? And then you got this other guy running around town, I think here in New York. What is the cat's name? Frederick something. I'm looking at my notes here, folks. I want to get his name because I think you guys should all know about him. Anyway, he and his fiance were apparently walking their dog and they stumbled upon this one young lady and an argument took place as to their dog not being on a leash or them not holding their dogs properly. And they started filming her and, of course, doing what most of these woke idiots do, called her a Karen. So what does she do in return? She gives him the bird. And what do? They immediately run to the N-word and said that she's mistreating them because they're black and that she told them to go back to their hood. Now, I guess hood is now a new racist term. She said to go back to your hood. So they taped her, had a camera in her face, and she tries to get the camera out of her face. And the guy takes the video and he puts it on Facebook saying, "Let's identify this woman. Let's find out who she is because we need to get her fired." And lo and behold, her boss found it. He's the CEO of Bevy, B-E-V-Y. I would admonish you all, if you're doing any business with Bevy, you may want to stop immediately because this CEO isn't a strategic thinker at all. So without hearing the case or knowing much about it, he summarily fires this young lady, tells her she can't work there anymore at the company. Within 15 minutes of this being disclosed, he fired her. So now the black guy is happy. And he says, "Oh, this should have happened. I'm looking for his information because I want you guys to know exactly who it is. I want to talk about it and I want to mention his name." So they fired her and he's happy now. Because he feels as if, though, "Oh, I did what I needed to do. I got her fired." What kind of sense does that make? What kind of sense does it make to want someone to be fired simply because they gave you the bird and they said, "Go back to the hood"? Well, I've got news for this guy. Here it is. Don't listen to rap music. Because in rap music, they are talking about the hood nonstop. The guy's name is Frederick Joseph. Look him up. He's on Twitter. He is at Fred T. Joseph on Twitter. And he went after this innocent white woman simply because I guess she got the best of him and she gave him the bird. He didn't like that. So he wanted her fired. Her name was Emily Sarley. Now, let those names resonate in your head. Frederick Joseph, he's a black author and he wrote some stupid book about being black and what you should tell white people. Now, here's the kicker. Do you guys remember the woman, Nicole Hannah Jones, who came up with this entire 1619 project? Well, she saw the tweets on Twitter. And guess what she said? "I don't like this. This is a misuse of your platform." So she acknowledges that he has a platform to do these crazy things. But what he did to Miss Sarley, she says, "I don't like it. This is not good." It goes back to the CEO of Bevy. If you're doing business with him or with the company, I would advise you to stop it immediately. He is not a strategic thinker. He cares nothing for his staff. For him to go out and to fire this young woman simply because she gave the guy the bird Or even if she said, go back to the hood. And I get mad at people and I say different things. What was so wrong about saying go back to the hood? Maybe he should go back to the hood with his crazy ideas and thinking. This is all part of the big shift. That's what it is. You got a lot of woke Black people out there that think, oh, I can get over now. Oh, I can say what I want to say. Because these white people, you know, they've been doing us like this for years. Doing what for years? Identify the white people. And this happened in New York City. Big liberal New York City. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I have said many times before, racism does exist. It did exist. It does exist. And yes, there are some white people that are out there that think they're better than Black people. But all of this, what's going on now, to turn the curve, and we're going to make every white person feel bad because of what they did to our ancestors, it will not end well, because what you're doing is creating hate. You're saying that these white people are bad and mean, and they know nothing about your grandparents or the great-great and the great-great. They have nothing to do with it. But they have to be punished because there's, you know, the wealth is unequal. Think of all the rich Black people in America. Why can't they pool their monies together, go into the ghetto, and help their fellow brethren? Why are they waiting for the government to help them out? The same government that they're saying is racist and bad. Why are you waiting for the government? You know, Andrew, Shaquille O'Neal came out the other day, and he said that he's going to give up his celebrityism because he said it's gone too far. And that these people claiming to be celebrities, they're completely over the top. And I agree with him. There are too many of them that think they know what's best for us and what we should do. They become so big-headed that they can't see beyond where they are now. And what's so crazy about it is that you have people who barely have two nickels to rub together that will sit there at the church of celebrityism and praise these knuckleheads. And whatever they say, oh yeah, that's right, that's right. Oh, I believe them. These people don't know their head from their butt, but yet still you have people praising them. It's all part of the big shift. And if we don't wake up, if people don't wake up, it won't end well at all.
Yeah, great points, Rob. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. What has really kicked off this entire racism thing that we see pushed in the media on a daily basis now was not the fact that George Floyd was murdered, but it was the fact that the media wanted to push this on all the country. We've seen this with the riots of 2020. Each and every single night that the media would cover those riots, it would stoke the flames. You'd have a lot more Black people who hated white people. You'd have a lot more white people who hated Black people after seeing what was going on, the destruction in the media here, pushing and pulling these sides against each other. Under President Trump, I firmly believe things were coming together before the entire COVID pandemic hit. Remember, the big trade deal with China was about to be announced. African-American relations were at an all-time high. I mean, African-American unemployment was at an all-time low. President Trump was firing on all cylinders. He had done the First Step Act. So many things were coming together in this country. And then you had the COVID-19 hit from China. And it just feels like everything changed. And then the media completely embraced this race narrative because they thought that it would make President Trump look bad. And it's just been so destructive to our great country.
Well, that's all they had. Like you said, when Trump came in, it felt as though things were coming together. And what he did is that he exposed the lies that's not only on the outside, but the lies on the Hill in Washington. Now, when Barack Obama was elected president, I heard so many on the left say, oh, well, that's it. Racism is no more. We got the first Black president. But somehow it managed to come back in because I think they realized that we can gain a lot more by saying that everything is racist. I mean, even trees are racist. They've identified bugs are being racist. They've been identified birds that are racist. Words that are racist. It's this racist LGBTQ agenda that has just come in and just like taken over society. And for what? For a few small people? You look at companies today wanting you to put he, she, it, they. This is bull. Folks, come on. Wake up. We can't go change things like that and saying, oh, well, you know, we have too many labels. We should just be free for all. And it has started. And the scary thing about it, Andrew, is that while many people were sleeping, they were already sliding this into schools so that now kids today don't feel comfortable in their own skin unless they're doing something exotic or crazy. And it shouldn't be that way. So when 2022 comes around, we've got a lot of deprogramming and deconstructing that we have to do. And I would say to conservatives, don't be afraid to take up the mantle. Don't come up with this, well, no, we can't do what they did because it wouldn't be right. No, we're trying to get this ship back on course. We're trying to bring back our values. We're trying to bring back the country so that kids will appreciate the country. And it starts with the education. As Jeff Dornick said, he and Dr. Bobby Lopez that are creating a school or a curriculum or a platform that will reintroduce this. That's just one group. But we need this across the board. We need to regain what we have given up, erect this ship, get it correctly, and then keep moving forward. Because if we don't, we will be the laughingstock and we will fall and there will be no more United States of America, Andrew.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. You can find us each and every week, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West. So be sure to come back and check us out and check out all the other shows over at America Out Loud. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast. And as always, head on over to the website, AmericaOutLoud.com. Just hit that shows tab on the top. You can click After Dark or any of the other shows and get the full archive of our shows. We've had so many great guests on in the past. We recommend you guys go check out all the shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. We will see you guys next time. And remember, give all the power to the many, they will oppress the few. Give all the power to the few, they will oppress the many.